Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Summer, we bless the little fool. Me a funny guy, the blessings are running down. Me a dead, imagine cause I'm not a class of our own. I'm
too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm in the priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just too anointed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Yo, let me breathe. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But let me watch how God starts performing. 5 minutes late from the storm starts coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Jamaican food in a Dutch pot. And from the news, say the devil can't touch that. Tell Satan to get back. Cause I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. Boom, 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 boom.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you have joined me again to study the Word of God. Truly, I'm so thankful that we have been able to celebrate Easter Sunday, or some people say Resurrection Sunday. Truly, God has been merciful to us in allowing us to celebrate the risen Savior again. Truly, the tomb is empty. Jesus Christ is alive and well. And I pray that you had a blessed holiday as we celebrated Passover and also Resurrection Sunday, acknowledging that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Bow your head with me and let us pray. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We magnify your holy name. I thank you tonight for allowing me to be able to study the Word of God again with your people. I pray, O God, that they would be encouraged, that they would be strengthened. Lord God, as they recognize that Jesus loves them, that He cares about them, that He cares about their families. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for what you continually do in our hearts and in our minds, O God. We just acknowledge you right now. We realize, God, that we need you more and more each and every day. And, Lord God, I pray for your people everywhere. Oh, God, those that are listening in Africa, Lord, in Kenya, Nigeria, Ghana, Lord, those that are listening in Uganda, South Sudan, oh, God, and, Lord, all over the continent of Africa and Liberia and different places, oh, God. We thank you for those in Africa that are listening. We thank you for those in India that are listening. Lord God, those that are listening in different parts of the United States and in the Caribbean, in the UK, Lord, in Sweden, in Japan, in Singapore, in Korea, and Lord God, in all over Asia, Lord God, those that are listening to the gospel being preached right now. We just thank you, God, that wherever they are in the world, Lord God, that you are blessing those families right now, that you are strengthening them right now. We thank you, Lord God, that you're healing those that are sick. We thank you, Lord, that you're opening blind eyes right now. Oh, God, you're unstopping deaf ears right now. God, you're healing up arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, oh God, and lupus. And Lord God, all types of illnesses right now are leaving in the name of Jesus. We thank you for complete healing and restoration. We thank you for special strength right now. Remember your people, oh God. May they be encouraged, oh Lord, as they walk with you. May they be encouraged to know how much you love them. And we give you praise, glory, and honor right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Dear friend, once again, I'm just so happy to be able to join with you again in studying the Word of God. Truly, we recognize that Jesus is alive and well, and that there is nothing too hard for God to do. We acknowledge His mercy, His righteousness, and we realize that truly He died on the cross and rose from the dead for each and every one of us. And so we're going to go through the Word of God right now and just a little bit. John chapter 14, and then we'll go from there. John chapter 14, the Bible says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." We recognize that Jesus said that he was going to go away, but that he would not leave us without a comforter, the Holy Spirit, to comfort us. And he said that he would make it a possibility for us to go and be where he is. And so, dear friend, when Jesus shed his blood on Calvary for us, what he was doing is making preparations for us to be able to go and be where he is. And so I want to encourage you tonight to put your trust in Jesus and recognize that you are able to go where he is. How can you do that? By accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Dear friend, today is a special day for you to be able to recognize that Jesus is the Messiah, that he shed his blood on Calvary just for you, just for you. And now turn with me again to St. John chapter 19, looking at verse 38, going all the way through chapter 20. It says, "After this, Joseph Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took the body of Jesus. And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So there they laid Jesus because of the Jews' preparation day, for the tomb was nearby." Now, we acknowledge that Jesus was crucified. We ordinarily celebrate on a Friday. Some think it might have been a Thursday. But nevertheless, most people celebrate the Friday, and we call it Good Friday. This, just a few days ago, we celebrated Good Friday, the fact that Jesus was crucified on the cross, and they took the body down and placed his body into a tomb that had never been used before. First, they put the sweet-smelling spices with the body, and then they wrapped the body and placed the body into the tomb. The reason why they had to take the body down quickly is because the Jews were going into their Sabbath. And we know from sundown Friday evening until sundown Saturday, nothing could be done. And so the body actually had to be taken down from the cross prior to the Sabbath beginning. They could not do anything on the Sabbath. And so the body was quickly taken down and gently laid to rest in the tomb. And so we see that in chapter 20, it says, now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark. Now notice, dear friend, that it says on the first day of the week. It didn't say on the Sabbath. And so it was a Sunday. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. Peter therefore went out and the other disciple and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. And so we see there, friend, that right after the Sabbath, that Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. She was looking for her Savior. She wanted to go and check on the body and, who knows, perhaps bring more spices and what have you. And so she went to the tomb. Now, I want you to understand this. This is that same Mary who was considered lower than the lowest. She was considered a prostitute. And the people scorned her and looked down on her and wondered why she was even among those who were followers of Jesus because of her tarnished past. But I want you to understand, dear friend, that it doesn't matter what your past is like. It doesn't matter what you did before. Once you come to Jesus and your life has been changed, Jesus forgives you of your sins and he does not remember them anymore. Here we see a woman who had lived a very tarnished life. She had lived a life that was not pleasing to God, but yet she was the first one that came to the tomb and in fact was an evangelist, because by the time she started telling them about Jesus, then afterwards, of course, we know that Jesus eventually appeared to them, and then the news was spread abroad about Jesus. But look at it from the standpoint of one who had lived a very bad life, that they were privileged to be the first one to see that the tomb was empty. What does that tell me, dear friend? It tells me that God loves the sinner. He might not like the sin, but he loves the sinner. So in other words, God wants us to show compassion on those who are living a life that is not pleasing to God. He wants us to go and tell those same people that they need to repent, that they need to change their lives, and watch God work. Watch God work, because you never know how God is going to use that individual that was so steeped in their sin. They might be far from God in your eyesight, but dear friend, you don't know what their heart is like. You don't know that God has already been speaking to them. You don't know what God is getting ready to do in their lives. And so never write people off because of first appearances. Just because they don't look like they would make a good Christian, that is not your decision to make. It is your duty to tell them about Jesus. It is your duty to encourage people to serve God. Dear friend, I want you to know that God wants you not only to serve him, but also to tell others about him. Mary Magdalene, this ex-prostitute, this ex-offender, God allowed her to be the first person to come to the tomb and to realize that he was not in the tomb. The tomb was empty. He had risen. Dear friend, if you don't already know it, the tomb is empty. Jesus is risen from the dead. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. And I want you to know that he loves you very much. And he wants to bless you. He wants to help you. He wants you to have peace in your heart. He wants you to have peace in your family. He wants you to realize that when you draw close to him, he will draw close to you. The Bible says that Mary Magdalene went to the tomb, saw that it was empty, and then she went back and she told the other disciples. And then the Bible says that Simon Peter and another disciple was there, and how that other disciple outran Peter. But then when he got to the tomb, he didn't actually go in. But there's something about Peter. He is very bold. He's the same one that when Jesus was on the water, he asked Jesus, could he walk on water with him? Peter is bold. When they came to arrest Jesus, he took his little sword and he chopped the poor man's ear off. And Jesus had to, the servant of the high priest, he chopped his ear off and Jesus had to heal the servant's ear. Peter is bold. On the day of Pentecost, when they received the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, and the people were wondering, are they drunk? What's wrong with them? Why are they just, swaying in that manner? What's going on? And Peter was able to stand up, and he preached, and 3,000 people were added to the church after he preached to them. And he started from the very beginning, and he started to talk about Joel chapter 2, how the Bible prophesied that in the last days that he would pour out his spirit, and how his sons and his daughters, they would prophesy and have dreams and visions and what have you. And yes, 3,000 people were added to the church. Peter is bold. Peter is bold. And that's why time and time again, God used him. When the gospel began to be preached and the disciples were able to travel and tell others about Jesus, I want you to know that they said that even Peter's shadow was healing people. When he passed by people, his very shadow was healing people. Why? Because his experience with Jesus was so powerful. His excitement for Jesus was so strong that even his very shadow was healing people. I want you to understand that this is that same Peter that God spoke to and said, go down to the house of Cornelius and speak to him. And he said, not so, Lord, not so, but the Lord appeared to him 3 times and told him, what I have made clean, don't call it unclean. And he went down to the house of Cornelius. And when he went down to the house of Cornelius, Cornelius and his whole household was saved. I want you to know that Peter is bold, and God wants us to be bold like Peter. He wants us to be able to stop being afraid of their faces. Stop being afraid of those who don't want to serve God. Tell them about Jesus. Befriend them, bless them, love on them, and let them know that Jesus is real. He's alive and well. He has risen from the tomb. He is no longer dead. He is alive. Dear friend, Jesus is alive and well, and he loves you very, very much. I don't know what you have been doing with your life, but this is your opportunity to ask Jesus into your heart. This is your opportunity to serve him. This is your opportunity to open up your heart and to let Jesus come in. When they went to the tomb, the other disciples stayed outside, but Peter passed by him and went straight into the tomb. And he looked and he saw how the linen cloths were there, and the one that covered his face was properly folded and by itself. And someone told me that when a Jewish person properly folds their linen cloth and puts it aside by itself, what they're saying to you is that they are done and that they're finished and that they're not going to be coming back again. And so that folding carefully up that linen cloth, signifying that Jesus was done with the tomb and that he was not coming back again. I want you to know that Jesus is alive and well. He has no reason to go back into the tomb, dear friend. He is sitting on the right hand of the Father, praying for you. He is praying for your family. He is praying for your children. He is praying that you would be blessed, that you would be an overcomer of the enemy, that you would be victorious, and that you would be strong. Jesus is praying just for you. Dear friend, be encouraged today. Recognize that Jesus is Lord, that he is Lord of your life, and that he wants you to live life one day at a time, trusting him for all your needs. Everything that you have need of, Jesus will provide it for you. And so I want you to be encouraged. I want you to hold your head up and recognize that Jesus is alive and well. Look at St. John chapter 20, verse 11. It says, "Then the disciples went away again to their own homes, but Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping?' She said to them, 'Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him.' Now when she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?' She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, 'Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.' Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' She turned and said to him, 'Rabboni,' which is to say, 'Teacher.' Jesus said to her, 'Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God.' Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, 'Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.' And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained.' Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, 'We have seen the Lord.' So he said to them, 'Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.' And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, 'Peace to you.' Then he said to Thomas, 'Reach your fingers here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it in my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing.' And Thomas answered and said to him, 'My Lord and my God.' Jesus said to him, 'Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." Dear friend, I hope under the hearing of my voice that you understand that Jesus is real, that he is alive and well. Mary was weeping. She was crying. But the angels reassured her that she did not need to weep. Then Jesus himself appeared to her, and she realized that Jesus had risen from the dead. Then the Bible tells us that she ran back and told the other disciples. But then she did not need to worry, because Jesus himself came and appeared to all of them. and they knew that he was the Messiah that had risen from the grave. And now the Bible also tells us that Thomas was not among them when Jesus first appeared. And so 8 days later, Jesus came back again and appeared to them. And apparently, the Bible says that it does not record all the miracles, but that he did many, many miracles during those days that he stayed with them prior to ascending back into heaven. He did many, many more miracles, and that his disciples believed. And so after doing those miracles, then he, of course, told them to wait, to tarry in Jerusalem. And if you look at the Gospels of, you know, if you look in Matthew 28:19 and you look at the different places, you'll see where Jesus told them to tarry in Jerusalem until they be endued on high with the Holy Spirit. And of course, in Acts chapter 2, it tells you where they did receive the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And so they spoke in other languages where people visiting on the day of Pentecost, that big festival, they were able to hear them speak in languages and glorify God. And so it is that the disciples, after having encountered Jesus and after encountering him after he rose from the dead, this solidified their belief in Jesus Christ, and they were able to spread the gospel throughout the known world. Dear friend, Jesus is alive and well, and I hope that just like the early disciples, that you too would spread the good news that Jesus is alive and well. He is not dead. He is not in the grave, but he is risen. He is risen. He is risen. Dear friend, the tomb is empty. Get excited with me, dear friend. The tomb is empty. Jesus is alive and well. And I pray that you would truly be encouraged as you realize that he loves you very much. He cares about you, and all he wants is for you to recognize that Jesus is Lord and serve him with all your heart and all your soul. Our closing thoughts are, persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There's no such thing as can't, and what you believe you can achieve. Our closing scripture is Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Dear friend, I hope that you are a Christian, but if you are listening to this message and you are not a Christian, I want to encourage you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today. The Bible says if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And that is John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Dear friend, be encouraged as we pray. Father, we just bless you. We honor you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, oh God, for those that have studied with me today. I pray, God, that you will continually bless and keep them. Mesheki, shatoku shikita, masata, eke sha teke sha, mo sheketa she, yako ni maho no no, sheketat no mo loho tatado, sheketadina moho no yeno no 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 mo, shateke tauto to ma, sateko to toda, shakuma sekita, sotanana no no mo si, nanonko no. Santa, cool money, Sanin, no, 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 umo seki sotto do robossi che li do robossi ando no no mo sa no ko seki ta sotto do robossi mo ko seki mo ko si ato to sotto do robossi ando do robossi sotto do robossi ko se anda Seita doroboshi, no kusa, no kusate, satokoshi katoshika, satororoboshi, no nororoboshi, satokusa doroboshi, ande kesata. We worship you, Lord. We praise your name. Lord God, I pray for your people right now. Bless them, O God. Keep them, O Lord. Father, and I thank you for healing the sick right now. Those that are sick, O God, I thank you for the healing power of God. Hey, in the name of Jesus, oh, Ashato, receive your healing right now. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing right now. In the name of Jesus. I speak directly to that tumor in the name of Jesus. It's shrinking right now. It's disappearing right now. That pain in your right shoulder right now, it's leaving in the name of Jesus. Mosate ke sata se beki no ye keta se keta. That pain is leaving your body right now. I thank you for complete healing, oh God. Lower back pains right now, healed right now in the name of Jesus. Muscle spasm right now, being healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that every rear blood disease right now is being healed. A rare blood disease is being healed right now. And I thank you, Lord God, for complete healing. Someone has some kind of gum disease. Jesus is healing you right now. I thank you, God, for healing that gum disease right now. I give you praise and glory and honor. I give you praise. Ah, majesty, dominion, and power belonging unto you. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dear friend, listen to this song right now. Nothing but the blood.
Hey. Oh, no. Oh. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood.
The blood of Jesus.
Listen now to A Nail to the Cross.
Hallelujah. Oh, oh, oh. Thank you, Jesus.
In the hands of Jesus, touch me. that blessed Savior. Oh, sins he cleansed and made me whole. No, no, I will never, never cease to praise him. I will shout it until eternity rolls. Yes, he touched me. Jesus touched me.
Now to praise him from Patrick Shinyosi out of Kenya, Africa.
Na 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 na.
I am proud to be one. I believe he died for my sins. That's why I am saved. And I'm relieved from the very wild of sin. My troubles are too far and I've been made easy. Hey, to lift up your hand, to lift up your voice. I'm telling you what I see. Because if you are my sister, that happens to me. It's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, praise him. No matter what I say, no matter what I play, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, in the house of the Lord we gonna worship him. Keep whatever way you want to, when things don't help, stand up, do something, stop whining, complaining, thanking, just praising, do it from your heart. He's the Lord who is worthy to be praised. King of kings, Lord of gods, Alpha and Omega, there's no one like him. I find in my heart, when I lift up my voice and give praise from my heart, no matter what I say, no matter what I blame, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, praise him. No matter what I say, no matter what I blame, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now. For me, every time I just struggle and suffer, because I never knew that the Lord is my savior. Thank you, God, that I'm a survivor from all the wicked ways and the plans of destruction. And because of that, I have discovered
and I've been covered with his blood forever. Now I'll never look back, cause he's my protector. It's all gonna be the same. No matter what it takes, although we make mistakes now. No matter what I say, no matter what I play, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what it takes, although we make mistakes now.
There is a fountain filled with blood. We know that God is able to bless you and to strengthen you. And as we get ready to go, I just want to encourage you today to sin no more.
10 John chapter 8. You're getting a second shot.
Go and sin no more.
Come on.
Go and sin no more.
What Jesus said.
The road is rocky and the hills are steep.
Oh,
but go and sin no more.
Jesus.
Go and sin no more.
Oh, Lord.
Go and sin no more.
Yeah,
I know the road is rocky and the hills are
come
steep.
On. Come
but
on.
Go and sin no more.
Was a woman and she was a little rat. So the people in the neighborhood are beef and a watch. One day she go mess up and get caught in a the act. So them bring her up to Jesus and them put her on the spot. The scribes and the Pharisees, them really love to chat. So them draft the law from way round her back. Her garden to Moses, she figured a big rock. Right now, Lord, what you think about that? Hey, already knew that it was just a little trap, and it wasn't just a woman they were trying to stop. So with infinite wisdom, Christ wisely react by stooping to the ground and sat right on the top. Jesus didn't say a word, he answered them not, but them and them wouldn't stop chat. So he rose from the ground and he spoke to the black and said, if you have all sin, then fling the first rock.
Go and sin no more.
Jesus said,
go and sin no more. And the hills are steep.
Come on,
but go and sing no more.
Jesus said,
go and sing no more.
Sing another
go and sing no more.
Yeah.
I know the road is rocky and the hills are steep, but go and sing no more.
One by one, two by two. Everybody sneak off, everybody feel long, them becks, nobody not laugh. None of them no sneeze, and nobody not cough. Only Jesus and the woman left, turn up and attack. If the people them will catch you, could not condemn you, then I, Jesus, have chosen to forgive you. Walk with your me sister, no make them stop you. Just take this little piece of advice me, I give you.
Go and sin no more.
Jesus said,
go and sin no more. And the hills are steep, but go and sing no more.
Don't you, Jesus?
Go and sing no more.
Yeah, yeah.
Go and sing no more.
Oh,
I know the road is rocky and the hills are steep, but go and sing no more.
Was a woman and she was a little rat. So the people in the neighborhood are peep and a watch. One day she go mess up and get caught in a the act. So them bring her up to Jesus and them put her on the spot. The scribes and the Pharisees, them really love to chat. So them traffic, they laugh from a way round her back. A card in promotion, she figured a big rock. Right now, Lord, what you think about that?
Go and sing no more.
Jesus said,
go and sing no more. And the hills are steep, but go and sing no more.
You have a chance,
go and sing no more. Go and sing no more.
I know the road
is rocky and the hills are steep, but go and sing no more. Go and sing no more. Go and sing no more. I know the road is rocky and the hills are steep, but go and sing no more.
I'm
the road is rocky and the
Sunday and the girls are deep.
Come on.
But go and sing no more.
Woman.
Go and sing no more.
Man.
Go and sing no more.
What you
and
mean?
The road is rocky and the hills are deep.
Come on.
But go and sing no more.
Walk with my brothers and sisters. Yes, sir. Walk in the victory. Walk in the deliverance. Amen.
You were listening to Sin No More by Second Chance Ministries out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And you've been listening to Evangelist Faith Reed. This show is called Vision. And I pray that you and your family will be blessed. And I pray that the peace of God would be with you and would keep your family. And I pray that you would continue to walk close to God because he loves you very much. Dear friend, Jesus loves you. He cares about you. And there is nothing too hard for God to do. So put your trust in him. We are closing with our theme song, Too Blessed to Be Stressed. Second Chance Ministries.
Mr. Summer, we bless the little fool. Me and Granny God say blessings are running down. Me and Jay, they say. Imagine close and half a glass of copper and over. What's it
to be? I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm a priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no that me I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, him is my Protector. Right now, I am close to one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
Yo, let me preach. Hey,
let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes late from the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Jamaican
food in a Dutch pot.
I'm from the north, and the devil can't touch that. Tell Satan to get back.
And I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed.
Jesus, yes, he can solve them
one by one.
We bag and expose them. So when Satan are moving at your own, we not to worry, cause we know how to get him out.
Bleed the blood of Jesus
Christ out of your mouth. And the one Satan him a forget out. Just on your knowledge, no life in the darkness. And your life is